Report: 5 trans athletes compete in Women's Disc Golf Championship, win nearly $5,000 in prizes. By Paul Bois on June 27, 2025. 5 men identifying as transgenders competed in the U.S. Pro Disc Golf Association (PDGA) Women's Championships, taking home nearly $5,000 in prizes. Trans-identified male athlete James Novopolite won the Women's 55-plus Pro Division National Championship, earning $2,050. Polite, a 2-time PDGA Masters World Champion, 2021-2022, in the female Pro 50-plus division, noted on social media that some women switched divisions or dropped out, suggesting they were intolerant of transgenders participating. His partner, Salvatore Kimberly Gianola, took second in the women's 50-plus division, earning $1,100. Gianola won $2,076 in 2025. Logan Natalie Ryan placed 20th in the women's Pro Open, earning $1,440. With over $5,300 in 2025 and $40,000 since 2019 across 30 women's division wins. According to Redux, Ryan's participation in the women's events has come under scrutiny in recent years. In December 2022, Ryan took legal action against the Professional Disc Golf Association (PDGA) over a revision that had been made to their gender identity policies, it reported. The updated rule, which appeared to have been adopted due to his presence in the women's category, stated that players who were assigned male at birth must have started their medical transition before the onset of puberty to be considered eligible to compete against women, it added. It also stipulated that trans-identified male players must continuously maintain a total testosterone level below 2.0 mL/L. The average normal testosterone level in women is typically between 0.20 and 1.67 mL/L. Ryan then threatened to take legal action and the PDGA retracted its policy, saying in a statement posted to its website that the policy restrictions were removed due to a ruling in Ryan's favor. The PDGA and Disc Golf Pro Tour, DGPT, have been named defendants in lawsuits over the application of the policy in California and Minnesota, and judges in each state issued orders overriding the policy, read the statement. The PDGA is not financially or logistically in a position to take the lead in multi-state litigation on this topic. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.